Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting second. The center fielder, Jim Gosger. Batting third. The first baseman, Roger Ripos. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Danny Cater. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Larry Stahl. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Dick Green. Batting eighth. The catcher, Phil Roof. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Catfish Hunter. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Catfish Hunter. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Vic Davalillo. Batting second. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting third. The shortstop, Chico Salmon. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Fred Whitfield. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Pedro Gonzalez. Batting eighth. The catcher, Del Crandall. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Hargan. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Steve Hargan. And now, play ball. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger strikes out. Two outs. Roger Ripos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripos takes first base on ball four. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon strikes out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Larry Stahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahl strikes out. One out. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Athletics. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Catfish Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter bunts in front of the plate. Crandall fields it and throws to first for the out. Roof moves to second. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-1 in the game. Campaneris hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gosger. Whitfield reaches second base with a double. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a fly ball into left field. Stahl settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall hits a pop-up towards third. Cater settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0 for 1 in the game. Gosger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roger Ripoz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripoz is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Ripoz hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Athletics. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 1 in the game. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards short. Salmon misplays the ball. That's an error on Salmon. Larry Stahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahl is 0 for 1 in the game. Stahl hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Steve Hargan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cater fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wagner takes first base on ball 4. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0 for 1 in the game. Salmon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wagner moves to second. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 1 in the game. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cater fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Green hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Roof hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Davalillo. Roof reaches second base with a double. There goes Green trying to get to home. Colavito throws the ball into Crandall, who tags Green, who came all the way from first, for the out. One out. Catfish Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0 for 0 in the game. Hunter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roof moves to third. John O'Donohue now pitching. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 2 in the game. Campaneris strikes out. Two outs. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0 for 2 in the game. Gosger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Whitfield hits a pop-up towards short. Campaneris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0 for 1 in the game. Alves hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 1 in the game. Gonzalez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Roger Ripos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripos is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Ripos hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 2 in the game. Hershberger hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards short. Salmon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 0 for 1 in the game. Crandall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Brown pinch hits for John O'Donohue. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0 for 2 in the game. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam McDowell now pitching. Joe Nosek pinch hits for Larry Stahl. Joe Nosek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nosek hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Whitfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Green hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Roof hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Nosek now playing center field. Jim Gosger now playing left field. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Salmon hits a fly ball into center field. Nasek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-2 in the game. Colavito takes first base on ball 4. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Whitfield hits a pop-up towards third. Cater settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0-for-2 in the game. Alves hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Catfish Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hunter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-3 in the game. Campaneris hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-0, Athletics. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0-for-3 in the game. Gosger strikes out. Two outs. Roger Ripoz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripoz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Ripoz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0-for-2 in the game. Gonzalez hits a fly ball into left field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Landis pinch hits for Dale Crandall. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Booker pinch hits for Sam McDowell. Buddy Booker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Booker hits a pop-up towards first. Ripoz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Buddy Booker now catching. Dick Raditz now pitching. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-3 in the game. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves juggles the ball. That's an error on Alves. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hershberger. The throw from Booker and he is safe. Hershberger steals second. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cater strikes out. One out. Joe Nasek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nasek is 0-for-1 in the game. Nasek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Green strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wagner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Nasek. Wagner reaches second base with a double. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Salmon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Nasek. Salmon reaches second base with a double. Wagner scores. It's 4-1, Athletics. Jack Aker now pitching. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Colavito hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Roof settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cater fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Roof hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Aker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aker strikes out. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-3 in the game. Alvis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0-for-3 in the game. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Tony Curry pinch hits for Dick Raditz. Tony Curry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curry hits a fly ball into center field. Nasek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Booker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Booker is 0-for-1 in the game. Booker hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Nasek. Booker reaches second base with a double. Gonzalez goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2 Athletics. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Davalillo hits a pop-up towards first. Repo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Athletics, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.